All right, now we're talking with Beverly High School football coach Andrew Morenci. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, it's good to be here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And as they say, it's good to be anywhere at this particular stage.
That's right.
You know, with what happened in springtime and so on, I didn't think we were going to get any fall sports in at one point, but we did. And football, of course, was limited. Tell me a little bit about how things went with Beverly football in fall one, I guess it's called.
Yeah, so Rick, basically, we feel that, considering the circumstances, we were able to get as much done as we possibly could. Obviously limited with all the new contacts and things. You know, we were able to come together at Hertz Stadium, and using cohorts and breaking up into groups, we were able to have a rotation where kids would be able to come down and, using, of course, the COVID protocols, we were able to practice, get some things done, see who was in shape, and to be honest, it was very productive. Inevitably, all the coaches were able to get down there, and the kids felt a little bit back into it down at Hertz Stadium. So it was nice. And in addition to that, we have been doing virtual meetings for months, chalk talks to, you know, various things to keep track of, updates. And we've been doing that actually since June. So, you know, we've been trying to be as busy as possible. We have great numbers. You know, the program, despite all things, is pretty healthy. So we're just taking it day by day.
I love that term, healthy, man. Anytime it's used, that sounds good.
That's right.
One of the things I haven't been doing, I have not been asking the coaches about the kids just yet, because I don't want to double up. When we get into February and we start talking about captains and stuff, I don't want to.
That's right.
I don't want to be redundant. Plus, I don't want to jinx it either, Andrew. You know.
Exactly.
I don't. But you mentioned the other Zoom meetings, the online stuff, and that's kind of a cool innovation, and it seems like could that at some point be a new wrinkle in terms of coaching when things get back to normal?
Rick, you're absolutely right. I've thought about this, how a year ago at this time I had never used, really, I've used sparingly any sort of meet with Zoom, and now a year later I feel like I've been doing it forever.
Yeah,
we've established kind of a routine with it. It's nice because we've been able to go over things in our playbook we haven't really had depth to in a long time. We've been able to check in with the kids more face to face, believe it or not, in a different context. So we plan on using it as a part of our kind of how we offer our program for sure going forward. That's a great point.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, you know, as a player, as a coach over in Hamilton, as a coach back here in Beverly, I want to go back a little bit, Coach, and tell me a little bit about what you remember in terms of maybe your first Thanksgiving Day as a player, or a particular memory of playing, because you know, the Beverly-Salem rivalry, I just don't think there's anything bigger than that one.
It's unbelievable. So looking back, you know, I have a funnier story. When I was a younger player, and I was a backup strong safety, and we were going into Beverly-Salem, and the weather was really bad. It was wintry and snowy, and you know, that week the starting strong safety had been a little bit tweaked, and it looked like maybe I would have a shot, so I prepared for it. I was the backup, and there was a point in the Beverly-Salem game, and it's really tough weather, where the coach is like, listen, you may be going in, but he noticed I had my away whites, and back then we were all white. He's like, you can't go in looking like that clean uniform there. We got to get you dirty so they don't go after you. So on the sideline, all my buddies got me super dirty, and I was ready to go. And then it got, you know, the coach is like, listen, if he's looking good now, we may not need you just yet. And inevitably at the end of the game, I didn't get in.
Oh no.
But it was just such a funny story, because my friends got a big kick out of it. We won the game, and I was young, and it didn't matter, you know, after the game, because we won. But it was just something I'll never forget. And, you know, as far as playing, my senior year, we lost my senior year, and it was for a championship. It was 7-2 versus, they were similar, like 8-1. And, you know, although I felt good that day, it does play into how the game is kind of big. It's so big that despite the fact I felt really great, there were things that I couldn't control that inevitably led to Salem having a big win, and it taught me a lot of lessons about life kind of moving forward. It really did, you know, and at the time I wasn't psyched, but it made me stronger a little bit and understand things better.
It was, was it Perrone and Hamer at that time?
It was Perrone and Hamer, you know, and just the game was so big, you know, so many people that day. I look back at the pictures, and it's just really incredible over the years. This rivalry. So as far as playing, you know, it was a mixed bag for me, but overall it was completely positive. It kind of made me the coach I am today.
Well, you know, you talk about that memory that's so big in your mind, and there were, I don't know, 50, 60 kids on a dress for varsity that day, and probably 150 for Ken Perrone. But right. And so each of them has that kind of a memory, and that's the kind of thing here that I think it's unique to Massachusetts football, having this Thanksgiving Day. But, you know, Andrew, I never had a chance to ask you, what does it feel like as a coach now to be in the same situation, to wear the same coach's uniform that, you know, Hamer, Rosinski, all those guys before right. you did for this game, and you're in this huge rival. What's that feel like?
Well, it's very humbling, to be honest. I mean, the you know, from Ken Perrone to Bill Hamer, Roger Rosinski, these are all people that I looked up to, had a tremendous impact on me, academically, athletically, that impressionable age. And, you know, I find myself sometimes not being able to take a step back because the X's and O's are so intense each and every week. And as a football coach, it's your day-to-day mentality just dominates. But I got to tell you, there have been times lately with more time on my hands where that very thing, looking back and being a part of this history and this folklore, I'm very humbled by it. I tell you, it's something that means a lot to so many people. It means a lot to a lot of people that matter the most to me. I look at these players who are experiencing similar emotions and feelings as I did, and I'm just kind of grateful that I'm able to kind of pass along a little bit of that impact that was given to me. It really is, and I think that for me, as things have slowed down this fall, I've thought about what you just said even more. So there definitely is something to that. I am just so grateful to be a part of this, and actually I feel kind of lucky that I'm able to, you know, sometimes you have, you think about stuff when you're a kid, you want to be this when you grow up, and for me, and it was always, you know, football and coaching, and to be able to kind of fulfill that, it matters a lot. So, you know, again, all these emotions, like you said, it's I'm grateful beyond anything else.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool. I get that, Coach. And, you know, not to take anything away from Panther Town, but over at Hamilton, the rivalry on Thanksgiving Day was, I'm probably guessing, no less intense, probably a smaller group of people, but just as intense.
Unbelievable. You know, Hamilton won amidst, which I tell you, it makes me emotional because it was 10 years where inevitably that Thanksgiving tradition for me didn't miss a beat. There were so many great people that I met in Hamilton and Ipswich through that game.
Mm-hmm.
Similar celebrations coming together as communities, both from Ipswich and Hamilton Wenham. Coaches, players, parents, administrators, so many great people. You know, I can't speak enough about my experience there. They do it right. That's like to me, it was like it was a mini Beverly Salem, not mini in the sense of the not as large of an impact, but it really emulated everything that Beverly Salem does in its own little pocket. You know,
yep.
If you, as soon as you enter that rivalry, it's like it's a bubble. It's a different world. It has its history. It has its players. And just to be able to kind of digest all of that for 10 years, it was amazing.
But the thing that Beverly Salem has, it's got the bridge. And that's sort of that's so symbolic, isn't it?
That's right. It really is. It is. There's so much to that bridge and the gap and, you know, how you go over the bridge towards that game. And, you know, it's definitely Beverly Salem has these built-in things for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Coach, I think as we wind this thing down, I want to ask you about preparation. Coach Nolan over at Danvers was talking about how special it is on Thanksgiving, whether you're in it for a championship or not, or whether you got the playoffs coming up or not. Because you've got that 10-day period where the regular season ends, and then you've got this week and a half where you prepare. Plus, you're getting ready for the holidays. The kids are getting ready for, you know, eventually a winter break. What is that like for as a coach in terms of that kind of preparation? Because you've got to change. I'm guessing you get out of your normal routine a little bit.
Yes. It's bittersweet. I got to be honest. It's a long season, and if it means, you know, getting ready. It's the excitement. There's so many mixed emotions, but I think the toughest part of that 10-day is the seniors knowing it's going to be the last time you get to work with them, especially, you know, those seniors who, you know, they're all heart and soul, and, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, you think about what they're going through, similar to what you maybe went through. So it's funny. It's you have all the X's and O's and what goes with that preparation. Inevitably winning it is a big part of the experience and the memory, but it's a bittersweet because the human factor, you know, the last 10 days, you know, it's funny. You see these players and, you know, over the years and everything rushes back.
Yep.
And it's through that that shared bond of football. And then those last 10 days come and you realize that this is the last time that's, you know, that whatever friendship you built, let's face it, you know, the time spent is going to change drastically. So those 10 days, it's exciting. It's a lot of swirling emotions, but it, for me, it's bittersweet to close a chapter for a lot of good kids.
You know, you mentioned nostalgia there. Do you ever, I guess when things are over, but do you ever look at the uniform numbers on some of your kids? And you have a flashback to either someone you played with or, you know, a kid you coached, and this is a son you coached and so on. You ever go through that with a particular number?
I do. You know, it's funny. I'll give a kid a number, and I'd be like, yes, you get a lot to, you know, you get a lot to hold with that number. That was so-and-so's, and they don't get that. But, like, I totally do.
Yep.
It's funny. It's always, no matter how old you get, you flash by a number that was yours or one of your teammates, and maybe the kids like that kid, and it all lends itself kind of going back to why football is so special, why this rivalry is so special.
Oh, there are names, the Peters and the Morenzis. There are names, you know, kid after generation, it's the same thing over in Salem and I guess probably every town.
That's right. It's a good, like you said, in Thanksgiving football, Massachusetts, it's something special.
Coach, we're going to be talking soon, I think, maybe in, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks here as we get ready for football for real. We're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Right.
But in the meantime, Coach, anything you want to mention about either Beverly football or your Thanksgiving experience?
Well, I just want, you know, at this time of year, I'm very grateful for all the things that I have, my family, friends, and this community. But now that the game isn't happening, but I still can reflect on this game, I'm very grateful for these two communities, to have grown up and have so many people before me who have cared about. Like you said, this stuff matters, and it mattered to the adults when I was younger, and I saw that, and it inspired me, and now it's kind of the kids are now the adults, and it's my turn, and a lot of other coaches around, like, your turn to do that. So if anything, the experience of being a part, a small piece of the Beverly Salem folklore has been something that I'm going to cherish. It's been a great experience.
And I didn't know what you were talking about until I moved here and started covering the games for WESX. And all these years later, I see Ken Perrone, I see Billy Hamer, I see Hamer's son, I see all these guys, the Morenzis, who still talk about that game, you know, whenever they can, whenever they get together. And it's a great bonding thing. And
that's right.
It's cool to be part of. Coach, I thank you for this, and I wish you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again in a few weeks, hopefully.
Rick, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Coach. Thank you very much. Take care.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
That is Beverly High School football coach Andrew Morenzi.